Hello, folks. Yes, I am here, and I do indeed have exciting news, as the title of my post says, but I wanted you to hear some of these birds first, including the orioles. One silly young oriole, a wren, was pecking at the living room window just about 15 minutes ago, because he saw the bird feeder on the other side through the other window and thought he could get through the window to gain access to it. And he kept banging on the window. Silly wee birdie. It is an absolutely gorgeous day here on the farm. It's rather windy, as you'll probably be able to tell. The temperature is very mild. I think it's about 14 or 15 degrees, and the sun is shining beautifully. The birds are out. I love being here in weather like this, when it's springtime and all the birds are singing. The sun is out. Makes me feel good. I'm just gonna see if I can get closer to that oriole without scaring it. Probably not. Anyhow, I got some absolutely wonderful news today that I just had to share with you folks, even though that means that I'm posting again. You just can't get rid of me sometimes. Got a FaceTime call this morning from my friend Kim to let me know that an apartment has come up in my building, and hers is the next name on the waiting list, so if she's able to move, she will be able to live in the same building that I'm in. I'm very excited about that. Now, I don't like to cast aspersions on people who are not here to defend themselves, so I won't say much on this subject, but Kim's parents are a bit weird when it comes to this imminent move. They don't like the idea of her moving. They just stuck her in a basement apartment that isn't very nice. It's damp. She has an absentee landlord who is not particularly responsible when it comes to fixing things that go awry. They wouldn't live there if they had another option. But when it comes to her, they figure it doesn't matter. They think she lives in a nice area, which she does. I don't deny that. But the street crossings are not conducive to, at least a few of them, are not conducive to being navigated by a blind person. And I mean, heck, my mother even says she can see and she doesn't like them. So the neighborhood itself is lovely, and Kim does live right across the street from a very handy shopping plaza, but she can't get across the bloody street to get there by herself because she has to cross to three different islands. And, the spaces between are so wide and difficult to negotiate that she tends to veer to get there. And as I say, my mother and other people have said to both of us that they don't like crossing there and they can see. Anyway, so Kim's parents do not want her to move, which I think is absolute bollocks, if you'll pardon my saying so. If she moves to where I live, she'll have a much nicer apartment. Granted, it'll be a little bit smaller, but she'll have staff members who are responsible about fixing things that go amiss. She will have to get used to living in a new area, but it's very easy to get around, generally. She'll be not that far from downtown. She can take the bus, or if she just wants to take paratransit to get to places, she can do that too. Really not a big deal. So I am just thrilled. I think it would be wonderful if we could live in the same building. And heck, she might even get a balcony. It depends on what side of the building her potential apartment is on. There are balconies on one side, but not the other. So I just happen to get in on the side that does not have a balcony. I'm just going to check and see if we have any mail. And the answer is no. Alrighty then. Well, that's disappointing. I like finding surprises, even if they're not for me, which this these would not be. So, I guess Kim is going to go and take a look at the apartment. I assume she'll bring at least one of her parents with her. I wish they'd be a little more amenable to the idea of her moving. I mean, okay, where she lives now, she's a lot closer to them. She'll be much, much further away if she moves into my building. But, and I guess they figure, you know, right now they're helping her get groceries and, you know, do her shopping and just assisting her with various errands that she has to run and occasionally with tasks like trimming the cat's nails and, you know, things of that nature. And they don't like the idea of having to go far afield to help her. But, you know, she keeps saying, well, you don't have to. I'm not expecting you to. She and I are actually going to talk to one of the staff members that helps out at my building and see if we can get a volunteer to possibly go shopping with both of us every couple of weeks. And if not, there's always Grocery Gateway. She's used it before. She can use it again. I use it all the time. It's not cheap, but it does work. It's an online shopping service similar to Amazon Fresh or Tesco's or things of that nature. What else did I want to tell you folks? Oh, some more exciting news. My new computer arrived on Friday. It's very nice. It's a lot more compact than my other one. So the keys are more squished together, but it does have a full-size keyboard, which is nice. Now, I did ask the gent who brought it very kindly if he would mind putting some dots on a few of the function keys to make them easier for me to locate, and he did that very graciously. He also got onto my Wi-Fi for me and activated my screen reading software and my scanning software. He gave me all my software disks and told me which one was which, including the recovery disk for Windows 10 that came with the machine. He also said, if you have any problems, either a warranty issue or, God forbid, you should need to reformat, but if you do, give us a call and I'll do my best to assist you. Seems like a very nice guy. His name is Willie, but for some reason I keep wanting to call him Eric. he's actually German, so I imagine his full name is Wilhelm, but it's been anglicized to Willie. So, poor Kim has not got her computer yet. She got caught up in the government rat race, and her funding took longer to get approved. But she should have it within, I would think, the next week or so. And we're going to get together and play around with our respective computers. She's going to help me sort mine out and install things and figure out how to download all my apps to my iPhone again, because when I plug it into the new computer, it's going to recognize it as a new device and it'll want to resync it. That's going to be fun.